In our previous episodes, we talked about the idea that Mashiach would bring about global transformation. Here's the thing. When the Rambam is describing the qualities of Mashiach, he tells us about the things Mashiach will do and says, it's Becheskas Shu Mashiach. When the Rambam goes on to speak about the things that will establish his credentials beyond any shadow of a doubt, he says, Hareze Mashiach Bevadai. And only afterwards does he state, V'yitaken Esa'ilam Kulei, that he will, essentially, fix or improve the entire world. In other words, from this point onward, the identity of Mashiach can no longer be disputed. Once he's accomplished all of these things, we can be certain that he is the Mashiach. In other words, improving the world is not one of the things he needs to do to demonstrate his ability of being Mashiach. Well, then why is it part of being Mashiach? And how does it differ from the other activities that are attributed to Mashiach or required of him? On one occasion, the Rebbe suggested something novel. Rather than understand the notion of Mashiach's improving or fixing or elevating or transforming the entire world as something that's part of the process of messianic redemption that has to be brought about through Mashiach, in other words, what Mashiach must himself do, the Rebbe suggested that Mashiach's job is to be a melech mibeis David, to be a king from the house of David HaMelech. And because the Rambam talks about things in halachic terminology, he doesn't even discuss the idea of Mashiach's prophecy that will be second only to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's talked about in Hilchos Tshuva. Here, the Rambam wants to emphasize that Mashiach as a melech mibeis David comes to improve and transform the lives, the welfare, and the issues of the Jewish people. But this is ultimately followed by global transformation. Not because that's what Mashiach needs to do. It's almost like a side effect. When we, the Jewish people, will fulfill our destiny in its fullest sense, the rest of the world will invariably be bathed in the glow of our Yiddishkeit. And ultimately, after Mashiach is established beyond any questions, Mashiach bevadai, the entire world will fall into step. La'avdei Shechem Echad, that they will reach out to Hashem in a common language and serve Hashem in a common accord. The Rebbe also once suggested that this is remindful of the idea that before we received the Torah, we were united ki ish echad b'lev echad. In other words, that unity brought about our ability to receive Hashem's blessings in the guise of Torah, and in Mirtz Hashem, we together will receive the fullest blessings of redemption through Mashiach, when everybody is united in a common pursuit of holiness, spirituality, and serving Hashem together.